Breathing out deeply and gently and fully a couple of times, if you wish. With a chance of letting go as you breathe out, letting go of thoughts and concerns, letting go of what feels heavy. Letting go of what I think I am, what I think I should be, what I think I have been so far. And just the luxury of being. Relaxing as much as possible. Feeling the back of the body. Falling into place. Coming to your center, resting back, sinking down, letting the body take up a little bit more space. Feeling how the breath keeps going on by itself. With how little effort we can allow breathing. And intimately experience breath. Enjoying also the breath, the sensuality, the softness. The ease of letting it be itself. As it is. And when there sometimes may come a sense of lightness or joy and enjoyment in the breathing, even a kind of pleasure, that can start to shine. So then our interest, our resting into comes to that more subtle joy, pleasure, softness, or brightness. So we're allowed and encouraged, when that so happens, to give less attention to the physical sense of breathing and to rest more into the sense of spaciousness or joy, pleasure or brightness that may come. And meanwhile, there may still be plenty of thinking, even as brightness or spaciousness starts to come. And it's still no problem. And sometimes there only seems to be lots of thinking. Can hardly even tell if I'm breathing. And we can have interest in thinking itself. What is it? Not only what am I thinking about, but what is it to be thinking? What is it like when there's a thought? Sensing the thought process. Noticing, tracing it in the body, noticing what moves with the thought as the thought moves. Where do you notice energy in your body? What kind of shape? What kind of tension or openness or numbness? As if you're just observing a forest with many different kinds of trees, and there's not one tree that's better than another tree. All the trees are alive, aliveness itself, in different forms. We can start to trace also the connection between the thoughts and what's happening in the body and what's happening in the emotional world. So sometimes there might be something uncomfortable in the body or painful. And especially if I don't notice that pain, if I resent it, without noticing, then there may be thoughts that turned towards negativity, turn negative. And at first I might not realize that it really comes all down to that more simple pain in the body. And so we might feel more interested once we realize what's happening, to come to the pain, to bring softness to it, to let it be itself. And sometimes if there's a lot of pain, or there's pain a lot of the time, it can be also helpful to change the channel. to practice bringing the thinking towards joy, love, openness, clarity, as we did in the heart meditation 2 days ago. Sometimes there might be a mood, a state of mind that we wake up with, for example, but we don't quite realize or we don't quite accept it. And then thinking springs from there. And the thoughts can be powerful, even though they may not be true. So we might then realize what's happening, tracing the connection between the thinking and the emotion, and what's happening in the body, what contraction, what heaviness. And we may decide not to ignore what is happening. And we may decide to question. We could sometimes find what was the cause of the emotion. It may be that someone looked at us in a way that we took as in a negative way, and that triggered the mood, the negative emotion. And from there, the 1,000 negative thoughts. And sometimes it would take too much time and too much thinking to find what was the cause of the emotion. We could feel the emotion as it is, as an energy that's powerful, neither right nor wrong, neither justified nor unjustified. Allowed to exist, but not needing to take over. Just feeling. What is the energy of feeling small, feeling empty, feeling anger, feeling defensive, feeling afraid, or whatever. Feeling that energy, letting it as if float in a sea of softness. And sometimes after a while we could experiment with erasing, taking away the name, shame, fear, rage, or whatever. Just feeling that raw energy that we did not create, but that we can finally experience. We can feel the aliveness in it, the power. Without believing in it, and without believing we must get rid of it. Trusting the aliveness in it, giving a little bit more space to feeling the energy of it, and a lot less space to thinking from that place. feeling the hurt or loneliness or whatever. Letting it be as if it is neither good nor bad, without turning away from it. Without trying to find a solution, an answer for it. Not believing it or its story, but trusting that in the aliveness in that emotion, there is a gift of some kind. Something that could come clear when our inner atmosphere has enough kindness in it, enough space. When it's possible to stop fighting it. Then letting go. Feeling again that there's more happening than just the thought and the emotion. Feeling our deep love for freedom, for ease, for simplicity, for what is true. For creativity, for deep rest. For living in and from aliveness. Sometimes it can be helpful to notice the thinking, the emotions, the connections among thinking, emotions, body, breath, energy, and aliveness. And most of the time, we could allow ourselves to find our love of ease, simplicity, joy, love, and aliveness. And finding what seems, what feels most simple, most light, most wide, or simply most appropriate for yourself in this moment. And that often will be just very simple, direct receiving of aliveness in the breath and the belly, or the aliveness of color or sound. Not jumping around from one to the other too much or at all. Just sinking into the luxury of simple. And letting it all be simple sometimes, even a thought or an emotion or an insight or a letting go. Resting back in, down, wide. Resting into intimacy with belly breathing. Or if you wish, opening your eyes, letting the eyes open and finding some color that you could connect with. Receiving through the eyes, relaxing the eyes. Noticing how little effort is needed to let seeing happen. Or how little effort is needed to let breathing happen. And later, if you wish, you could find an object, and once or twice a day or more, you could play with letting seeing happen. With an object that you feel a kind of happiness. To meet with your eyes. To receive through your eyes.